You are your own voice. I cannot stress this enough. And that's this is the problem here. You are your own voice. Now, you're like, yeah, I know that makes common sense. Yeah, but y'all don't think that way. We don't think that way. We're not listening. When it's time to validate us, we don't go to us. We go to other people, right? You understand what I'm saying? When it's time to get in competition, we don't compete with us. We compete with people outside of us. When it's time to start this business, win this Grammy, we're not doing it for us. We're doing it to show them. And then by way of showing someone outside of us, then we get the benefit. Watch it. When we're forgiving others, we don't forgive others for us. We can't forgive them, or we struggle forgiving them because they don't know what they did wrong. And at no point are you recognizing that you are your voice. You've mastered your life when the voice on the inside of you is louder than the millions of voices on the outside of you. Listen, nobody in here will ever get to prosperity if you can't hear you. This is. You have to be very careful. There's two yous. There is two yous, and you're not gonna like this, but there's two yous, and you have to accept it. There is an infinite intelligent you. And listen to me. That infinite intelligent you has never hurt you. Some of you've listened to you all your life and made bad decisions. That is not the voice inside of you. That's some other voice inside of you. But that voice that's tapped into God, as you were calling it, that voice that's tapped into infinite intelligence has never sent you a place that harmed you without reward. You understand what I'm saying? So you have to follow you. But the you that's attached to your big mind, not your little mind. The you that's attached to anything that is excellent, anything that is great, anything that's outside of you. So be careful when you try to fix your own problems. You can't. If you tap into infinite intelligence, you can. But you can't do it. That in itself will raise your level of awareness. You can't fix a problem that you created. You can only fix problems you created by raising your level of awareness. Albert Einstein said it this way. You cannot fix a problem with the same consciousness that created it. Very important. Okay. So you don't have to take my word. Take a genius word. Okay. Very important. You are your voice. Listen to me. Ain't always what's best for you. You take what's good, you discard the bad. Listening to you ain't always what's best for you. You take what's good, listen to bad. Here's how you know how to do it, fail-proof, the way it work every time. Turn down the voice of the world and turn up your voice. But while you turn up your voice, attach that voice to what is of a higher consciousness than you. Make sense? Your big you, an infinite intelligent you, has never hurt you without a reward that was attached to it. Ever. If you're spiritual, that is equivalent to you saying, God ain't looking out for me. Can't say that. Because his voice in you, and your voice in you that's attached to him or infinite intelligence, whatever you want to call it, that will never harm you. And if it sends you into trouble, there will always be a reward for that trouble. Make sense? You are your voice, not me, not your mama, not your low self-esteem, certainly not your arrogance.